everything must change. Nothing stays the same. Everyone will change. No one goes unchanged. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. For that's the way of time. Nothing and no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. And winter turns to spring, a wounded heart will heal, but never much too soon. Everything must change. The young become the old, and mysteries do unfold. For that's the way of time. Nothing, no one goes unchanged. There are not many things in this life you can be sure of, except rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly. Rain comes from the clouds, sun lights up the sky, and hummingbirds do fly.
Oh, I just want to take a moment to connect heart to heart. I am just so delighted, so grateful to be with you this morning. And that song touched my heart so deeply. Everything must change. Have you thought about that? All the changes that we have gone through in the last year or so. And this is Memorial Day weekend, a long weekend, and a lot of people are saying that they're going back to normal. But what is normal? And can we go back to the way things were? Who have we become during this time of so many changes so rapidly? So I just want to take a moment to connect at a deeper level, creating a vortex, because we might not be physically together, but we are connected. In spirit, we are one in spirit. We are non-local beings. And in this awareness, knowing that when two or more are gathered, we can create immense miracles. So let's create a vortex. I'm going to invite you to breathe into your heart and be willing to open your heart wider than it has ever been. And breathe and just share the light in your heart to the center as we're creating a vortex of healing, of transformation, of allowing what is going to emerge from us to come forth. And now I invite you to be fully present, open, available, to be transformed and changed, because that's the only reality there is. In this human experience, we can count on one thing, and that is change. Now, how we meet life's changes, that is the skill. That is what we're here together to discover and have a really strong, big toolbox that we can always count on. So where do we stand when the rug is moved underneath us, when everything changes quickly? The unexpected diagnostics, the unexpected loss, the change in your work situation, a global pandemic, social unrest, racial injustice is coming up because the shadow has come up tremendously. And that is why I believe that unity is so, so important, because if we truly are living from principle, knowing that there's only one presence and one power, we can open our hearts in a way that, you know, no matter what happens, I can trust that everything is working for me and not against me. Life is for me. And that's finding our place of stability in the midst of change. Because I can tell you one thing, I have been transformed a lot during this last year and a half. I have had to go deep within and really face a lot of things that I thought I had worked through. And as a result, I feel that I am much more compassionate. And I've come to realize that I'm more resilient. I think we all are more resilient. And that we truly are one, because a butterfly flips its wing here in Fort Lauderdale on the other side of the world, it can cause a tsunami. We're all in this together. So can we be more open-hearted, more gentle, more caring, more compassionate, and of course, taking a lot more self-care and self-love with ourselves, because sometimes we're very hard with ourselves. There's a pose in yoga that I remind myself every so often, and I practice it, and it's called mountain pose. And that means be fully grounded here, your feet to earth, my spirit to heaven. And then visualize your inner mountain, because a mountain is a symbol of power, majestic, beautiful. And it goes through all the changes with such ease and grace, because the seasons are continually changing. In the summer, there's so much activity going on and life and children playing. And then the fall comes along and the leaves start shedding itself and changing colors. And then winter comes along and there's not a sign of life. And yet the mountain is steady, present. And then what happens? Spring comes again. Life is a continual letting go. And something new is always emerging. And there is a divine order that always works for good, because the universe intelligence is always adjusting. So even the greatest loss, in the greatest loss, we can meet it knowing, knowing with absolute faith that something greater will come, because we all have this creative power within. We just got to be tuned in to our center. So when the rug is moved underneath us, pulled underneath us, where do we stand? That, my friends, is the whole key to freedom. In the place of stability, in the center of our being, we can always rely on. And all it takes is for us to be willing to just be here, be present, to dive in, to get away from all the stories in our minds and just surrender to something deeper. The Buddhist teachings of wisdom and compassion are that they are the two wings of a bird. Wisdom and compassion, they come together. Wisdom, to see clearly. And what I mean by see clearly is to tell the truth, to observe the stories that we create in our minds, our attachments, our need to control it all, our needs to be good enough, perfect enough, all the conditioning, all our beliefs, I mean, questioning everything, the wisdom to empty ourselves over and over again, and then the compassion to embrace all those parts in us that we have pushed away so that we can come into our integration and then open our hearts fully to live wholeheartedly, that we can meet the whole spectrum of emotions, the whole enchilada. Because knowing that no matter what comes our way, we are strong enough. Now, as long as we think something or someone is responsible for our happiness, or things need to go a certain way in order for us to be okay, we are prisoners of our own making. And we are the only ones that have the key to liberation. And the key is always, always in the present moment, to get away from the stories and stay awake, anchor ourselves in that is unchanging. And we breathe. Take back your power. I'm going to invite you right now, take a breath, put your hand in your heart and say, I am willing to release and to let go of the past, be fully present here and now, and meet whatever arises. And then I can meet the grief of a loss. I can meet the pain of separation and knowing that I'm still okay. I am anchored in truth here now. I can deal with whatever it is because centered in God, all is well. I am fully equipped to navigate all of the changes. Centered in the divine essence, I can claim my spiritual gifts, the powers in the present moment. And then as I breathe into this center, into this place, we do whatever it takes to come to a place of acceptance. Accepting life on its terms, because if you fight it, you lose 100% of the times. So accept whatever it is, you know, this is a fact. That doesn't mean that it will stay forever because all things come to pass. But the moment that I accept a fact, then I have the power to choose how I am going to meet it, who I am being called to be in the midst of change, and then reframe the story, because our words have power. Everything is energy. The stories we tell have power. We want to take back our power. Breathe. Free yourself over and over again. As the Apostle Paul says, I die daily. We're not the same persons we were when we woke up this morning. We're continually changing. But this place in us, the center of our being, where the precious, precious jewel lies, that is the key. We find that, then we can meet everything. We can change the story. We can ask powerful questions. We can just rest in the silence, listening to what is unfolding, claiming our wisdom. And the greatest gift we can give to ourselves is being compassionate with all those parts in ourselves that sometimes do mess up, that all those little scared girls and boys that we have pushed away. Let's embrace them as we integrate all these different selves into our wholeness and continue to open our hearts, knowing that everything I see is the beloved. No such thing as separation. And the people that are acting out, guess what? They're doing the best they can. Hurt people hurt, so we can be more compassionate. Even when we're betrayed, we can just breathe and dive deeper, feel the pain, feel the emotions, feel it all. As Rumi says, make your living room a reception. Sadness comes in, anger, joy, they come and they go. But we stay here, present. There's a story from the Tao that you might be familiar with about a man named Sei Weng. And Sei Weng, well, he had this precious horse. And one day, his beautiful mare disappeared, and all the people from the village came, and they were so sympathetic to him. And he said, that's the way it is. Then a few days later, his precious horse came back, followed by a beautiful white wild stallion that was even more valuable. And then the people from the village were saying, oh, how lucky you are, how fortunate. His answer was, that's the way it is. Shortly after that, his only son was training, breaking in this wild stallion when he falls and breaks his leg. And then war breaks out and all the young men from the village were called to battle. And they all died except for Sei Weng's son. And everybody was telling him, you know, about his fortune. And he knew with certainty, that's the way it is. In life's ups and downs, losses, gains, happiness comes one day. The next day, sadness, it all comes. That's the way it is. Turmoils come, tsunamis come. The ocean is never the same. Sometimes we can just be in the calmness of the sea. Sometimes we have to ride the waves. Life is a continual movement. What are we being called to be in the midst of all that? Have you thought that we have lived in our lifetime more changes than our ancestors did in a short time? We have in a short time lived more changes than our ancestors lived in their entire life. I know I'm timing myself, but I remember typewriters. I recall pay phones, rotary phones. And there was a time where there was no such thing as the internet, no Zoom, no social media. I mean, if somebody would have told me, I don't know, 30, 40 years ago, that I would be living a time where I was going to be connecting through the world in this way, I would have got, what? You're crazy. But this is the times we are living. Everything is changing so quickly. Social media, anything you want is here. All the information is here. But wisdom lies here. Wisdom to meet changes, to meet life's changes. And I do believe with every part of me that we all signed up to be here now during these times of immense changes. We're all in this together because we're here to create a new paradigm, a new world, a world that works for all. And the greatest power we can call on during these times is the power of love, the greatest harmonizing, the reason for being. God is love. We are love. all that we see is a play in consciousness, a play of love knowing itself. God is waking up through each and every one of us. And God is a continual creation. And in us, it's that the creative process is continuing all the time. Now, the thing is, for every new thing, there is a letting go. I have been doing some spring cleaning lately, and I'm telling you, I found a bin of CDs with talks that I have had throughout the years. And it took me, and I'm being really honest, about 5 days of just looking at it. I couldn't get myself to release them until I found the strength in me to just take them and let them go. I threw them all out. I don't even own a CD player anymore. But I was so attached to what was. So I'm going to invite you, really look at your attachments. Are you willing to let it all go and give yourself completely to the God of your being? As the song says, God, use me. I'm your hands. I'm your feet. Use me. Guide me. The Exodus story is a great metaphor for change, for endings. Like the children of Israel, we too will face many, many endings, and we must find our internal Moses. And when Moses was called, he was like, what? Me? I stutter. Me lead the Israelites to the promised land? But when we are called, we have to rise up and know that you are fully equipped. And we find our internal Moses, which is the I Am presence, the God Christ in us, our Buddha nature, our Atma presence, the core of our being, our stability in the midst of change. So the rug is pulled out of you. Okay, we take a moment and we breathe. We hug that part of us with a lot of love, a lot of self-care. And we go, okay, God, you'll see me through this. God will see me through this. Here now lies everything I need. And of course, we reach out to those loved ones who guide us and prayer chaplains when we're not able to see the truth in us. Somebody will hold the truth for us because we're all in this together. And then when we face the loss and the future is still uncertain, and we're that place of that la-la land, that luminous space, the void. It's just emptiness itself. And the future is not clear. What do we do? Because it is a scary time. Yet it is the most profound time for transformation, where deep healing can happen. In Eastern philosophies, the void is seen as the underlying reality behind this phenomenal universe. Everything we see is not solid. And yet, we are swimming in the midst of infinite intelligence, divine substance, creative intelligence. Meister Eckhart wrote, God is not found in the soul by adding anything, but by a process of subtraction. So in order to become who we really are, we must let go of who we are not. And when Michelangelo was asked, how did he create such a magnificent masterpiece as David? His answer was, David was there all along. I just had to chip away everything that he was not. The masterpiece is within us. And I too believe with every part of my being that once we chip away everything that we are not and we realize that we are divine and we can embrace this humanity, wow, full-heartedly embrace everything, then we are waking up the divine human. And then everyone that we see, we can really rejoice in every experience, in the losses and in the gains, and still be stable here and now. Because God is making something new. As it says in Isaiah, I have already begun. Do you not see it? I will make pathways through the wilderness. I will create rivers in the dry wasteland. Forget the former things. Do not dwell in the past. to die and not to perish is to be eternally present. That's from Lao Tzu. We're here to discover the presence of the living, loving God. Breathe with me. You are powerful beyond measure. Take back your power. Release any attachment to the way things ought to be and trust the power of God within you to guide us as we fly on the wings of spirit with wisdom. Wisdom to see clearly and compassion to embrace every experience, the love of God, knowing that there is only love, that there's only God, and we're here awakening, anchoring heaven on earth here now. I love you with every part of my being because you and I are one. In La Ketch, I am another you. We're all in this together. We are unity. And so it is. Namaste.
As we go into this time of meditation, I invite you to close your eyes and bring your attention to your breath. The breath of life is breathing you. Every breath reminds you that you are not alone, that you are swimming in infinite intelligence, new life ever breathing you. Inhale deeply all the way to your belly. And as you exhale, let go, let go, let it all go. I let go and I let God. The past is gone, the future uncertain. Here now lies your power. And as you inhale consciously, give yourself permission to dive deeper within, to relax. I relax into my inner space. I relax into my power. All is well in this moment. I am free, free to begin anew, free to find greater strength within me, for all that I need is here now. And we take a moment to bless our physical bodies, grateful for every moment of our existence, blessing every part of our bodies from our feet to our head, and seeing our bodies filled with divine light, divine intelligence, healing and purifying whatever needs to be healed. And once again, I invite you to breathe consciously, taking in new energy. I am being renewed, cleansed, healed. Now bring your attention to your heart space. Breathing into the heart, allow the heart to open wide. Any sense of separation goes to the nothingness. This is a new moment. And as your heart opens wide, you're invited to cross the threshold to your inner sanctuary, a place where there is peace, clarity, ease, where you can come over and over again to find your inner strength, to release what is no longer serving you. Here, you can see clearly that you are pure beingness, pure consciousness. And you can see your thoughts with clarity. And you have the power to choose the thoughts you will entertain. You are not your thoughts. You are the thinker behind the thoughts. Breathe. Here, you have never been hurt in any shape or form. And if there is still anything holding you back from the past, let it go. Give it to God. Give all your burdens, all your worries, your fears to God. Allow yourself to be renewed, healed. As you come into your wholeness, aware that you are a beautiful being, and within you is a mountain of strength that you can climb at any time. You are free. Let these words gently resonate in your heart. I love and accept myself just as I am. I am fully equipped to meet all of life's challenges. And now, as you breathe again, send your love and light to your family, friends, anyone in need of a healing, to the entire world, as we see a world that works for all. Breathe and know you can come here over and over again to be renewed, to find your power, your inner power, your place of stability. And now, as you breathe into the moment again, begin to bring your awareness back. Feel your feet on the ground and gently wiggle the fingers. And whenever you're ready, begin to open your eyes. With a grateful heart, we say, thank you. And so it is. Namaste.
What do I do if I'm not chasing anything? What do I do if I've got everything that I need? It's a question that no one's prepared me to answer. Where do I go if I'm right where I'm supposed to be? Where do I go if wherever I am home? It's a question I'm presently wanting to answer. If the usual way doesn't work for me now, that's a void I know nothing about. What if the race is over and we all automatically win? What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over, what then? What do I say if it's all perfect anyway? What do I say if I'm not here to change anyone? It's a question I truly don't know how to answer. How do I live if my life is eternity? How do I live if I'm no longer afraid to die? It's a mystery, no one can give me an answer. If the usual way doesn't work anymore, there's no map for what life has in store. What if the race is over and we all automatically win? What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over, what then? purpose of time here on earth? How do I now define my death and birth? For that matter, what is my life really worth in the end? What's mine to give and what's mine to receive? Whom do I worship? What do I believe? Seems every answer comes right back to me in the end. What if the race is over and we all automatically win? What if the game is ended long before it even begins? What if the test has been taken and we're all passing again and again? If the race is over and we're all born victorious? If the race is over, what then?